Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? Take it or leave it? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Two pastors each conducted weddings over the summer. After the service, each pastor was offered a gift of money as a thank you for performing the wedding. One of the pastors gratefully accepted the gift as an expression of appreciation. The other pastor graciously declined, pointing out that his congregation provided for his needs, and conducting weddings was included in his call as a pastor. Which pastor did the right thing? Should such a gift be accepted or declined? Both could be correct, couldn't they? As we look at the words of the Apostle Paul in our Bible reading today, he points out that it is perfectly normal for church workers to expect something in return for their church work. When a pastor serves a congregation full-time, it is the responsibility of the church to support those whom God sends to share the gospel. That's what Paul encouraged in today's verse when asked, "If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you?" However, Paul declined such aid, material harvest, because he didn't want anyone to think that money or receiving payment were the only reasons he was preaching and teaching about Jesus. He didn't want people to think he became a pastor because of the money. In his specific situation, he was making a sacrifice for the sake of the gospel. God doesn't call every Christian to make that kind of sacrifice, but he does tell us that sacrifices will be a normal part of following him. Rather than avoid such sacrifices, we make them joyfully in support of the gospel. For our minimal sacrifices remind us of the greatest sacrifice ever made, the sacrifice Jesus made for us when he gave up his life and died so that we might live forever. Now that we have that promise, how are we to live? Sacrificially. We can do without certain things, because we know God, who has taken care of our greatest need, will provide for all our other needs as well. We give thanks in prayer. Heavenly Father, you richly and daily provide all we need for life and then some. Thank you. Thank you for our pastor who brings God's word to us. Help us support the gospel work and workers of our church with our prayers and offerings. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.